حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صلوات على محمد وعلى آله
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Subject of our speech is Insan and Iman, Man and Faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah has ascribed loss to man and he has ascribed success to Iman. So until a person does not become a mu'min, he does not have a chance of being successful. And Iman is gained through ma'rifat. If there is no recognition, if there is no understanding, if there is no knowledge, then there is no Iman. That Iman is useless. And we see that Allah has made the means of understanding Him and recognizing Him. He has made the messengers, the imams, as a means to know Him, to know His greatness. And then when we see how much do human beings know and how much do they recognize Allah, how much do they understand Allah? We see that Allah has mentioned in many places in His book regarding the understanding that human beings have. And that too, we see that a person who does not have Iman, who does not have ma'rifat or recognition, is equated to animals, and sometimes worse than that. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran that they have eyes but they do not see, they have ears but they cannot listen. They are like animals. Ulaika kal an'am bal adhal. They are like animals but they are worse. Because ma'rifat and having ma'rifat and acquiring recognition and knowledge is the job of man, not the job of animals. Man has aql, and those who have aql, those people were given the responsibility to acquire knowledge. Those who don't have aql, they don't have that obligation or responsibility to learn. So if a man does not learn, if a man does not recognize Allah, if a man does not understand Allah, then he is worse than animals. And we see that when we look at this statement, through here we see all those places that Allah has given the examples of animals in the Quran and showed their ma'rifat and how much ma'rifat they have as opposed to other like human beings. And we see this all through the history that is in the book of Allah. And it starts right at the beginning of mankind's era with Adam and Hawa. We see that when Adam and Hawa, they came on earth, they had two children, Habil and Habil. And you see that these two children that they have, and you know their incident and what happened with them. The fact is that these two were raised in a very pure environment by parents who are very good. They have been raised in a very holy environment without any sin, without any wrong. But we see, even though the environment can be good, but who can help us against our own nafs? The nafs is there, and the nafs, the desire of one brother got over his own self, and he killed his other brother. We see that this happened without there being any previous experience of any such sin or any such thing. And this happened where one brother went ahead and he killed the other brother. So when we see that Habil did such a thing, so now after he did the sin, he assassinated his brother, his younger brother. So now he looked at the body that is lying there, and he looks at that body, and he is now in a shock. What should he do? What's he going to do now? Because the body is lying there. He doesn't know. There's no experience of anyone earlier than him who died. So there's no experience what to do with a dead person. I mean, nowadays, for example, if anyone dies, we know exactly what to do. You know, we will call the Maulana and say, Maulana, this person is dead. Maulana is going to arrange for the coffin and dafan and all these other things. So this happens. But in those days, when this happened, there was no experience of anyone dying. So this brother is looking at the dead body of his own brother. And he regrets what he has done, but now he does not know what to do. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of this incident, and He reminds us of the situation that he was in. And He says that in order to answer that, in order to help him, in order to make him understand, in order to teach him, Allah sent what? بَعَثَ اللَّهُ الْغُرَابِ. Allah sent a crow. He sent a crow in order to teach this individual, this son of a prophet, what to do with a dead body. The crow came, and one other crow came. They fought with each other. One killed the other crow, and when he did that, he made a hole in the ground, and he put that bird inside that hole, and he covered that hole with the dirt. Now you see that this person is watching. Habil is watching, and he is learning. So now, understand the situation of mankind. This is the beginning of mankind's history. That a crow is coming, and it's explaining to him what to do. in this situation, understand who is teaching and who is learning. Understand who is teaching and who is learning. An animal is teaching mankind what to do. See, understand this. Now you see what is the ma'rifat of animals as opposed to the ma'rifat of man. When mankind obeys Allah and lives his life in the obedience of Allah, then he is ashraful makhlukat, the best of creation. But when he leaves the obedience of Allah, he does not obey Allah, he disgraces himself and humiliates himself in such a way that he has to learn from animals how to live. Understand this. He has to learn from animals how to live his life. And an animal, a bird, a crow is teaching now this person. And Allah has mentioned this. He has mentioned this. And He wanted us to remind ourselves that who was Habil who died? Habil was the son of a prophet. And Allah could not see the son of a prophet lying without being properly buried. He sent a crow in order to teach his other brother how to do this so at least he is not lying outside. At least he does not lie out in shame. So now we see if this is something that Allah has condemned in the Quran and said that this issue, that this individual was going to leave the brother outside lying on the ground, was something that Allah said He could not bear. He sent the bird to teach him how to bury him so that he understand that Allah cannot bear anyone who is a mu'min lying outside on the ground without having a proper burial. God. That's why in Islam Allah has said, if there's a Muslim who died, then it's the job of every other Muslim to bury him. Yes. They have to bury him no matter what the case is. You have to come forward. If you don't, then you have done a sin. Everyone has done a sin. The whole ummah has done a sin. If you don't, if that is the least respect that you can give him. So now we see this ma'rifat we gain from an animal. An animal is explaining to us this. So now, if this is the ma'rifat that Allah wanted to teach, so now we have to see what is the ma'rifat of those people. What is the ma'rifat of those people who have left the Prophet and he died and left the Prophet without trying to bury him?
Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
Understand this. What is the ma'rifat of those people? Now understand what is the ma'rifat of mankind and what is the recognition of mankind. Here we see Rasulullah died and everyone ran away to get their own seat in power while only Imam Ali was there to bury him.
Ya Allah.
Imagine this. Now you see. Who has more ma'rifat? Does that bird have more ma'rifat or these people who claim to be Muslims? These people, if you leave the son of a prophet outside, you cannot be called a human being. How can you be called a mu'min? Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And we go on and we see this in the history of mankind. How far man has reached, how much understanding he has gained throughout history. That when we see, that when you see the ma'rifat of man, that was Habil's time. That was the beginning of man's learning process. And how much he has learned till the time of Islam, when Islam came. That now we see, even after Islam came, we see that Imam Hussein was left outside without any. Burial. I mean anything respectful. So what is the ma'rifat of man? What claim does he have on Iman? Here he cannot be even called insan. How can he be called a mu'min? So now we see this is the ma'rifat of man. And this is how far we have reached in understanding. And Allah has explained this, that we learned this incident. We see that an animal is teaching man what he must be doing. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Now we see that in the other, another incident that Allah has mentioned in the Quran, that we also see, in which we can learn about the ma'rifat that animals have and how they taught us human beings and how much human beings have when we are going to compare them to the animals. In the time of Ibrahim, Ibrahim wanted to know and he asked Allah, that Allah, I want to see how you create. Allah, I want to see how you make things, how you create things. So Allah says, what, don't you have iman? I mean, why are you asking me to see? Right? Don't you have iman? He says, yes, I have iman, but I want itmanan. Itmanan means the calmness of the heart. I have iman, but I want itmanan. So we understood that an individual, he can have iman, but the only way he will have itmanan is if he sees the reality. If he sees the reality, then he has itmanan. And that's why we see that Ibrahim's iman was yaqeen. He had yaqeen, but he didn't have itmanan. In order for iman to change into itmanan, there must be ru'yat. You have to see it. You have to see that in order for it to become itmanan. Otherwise, this was Ibrahim's yaqeen, that he did not have itmanan, but he had iman. Now if you want to see the yaqeen of Ahlul Bayt, this is where Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, that
Muhammad.
He had said that if you remove the veils and the hijab that are between me and this creation, if you remove those veils, if all the ray of all the veils are removed in between me and Allah, there will not be any change in my certainty. See, there will not be any change in my certainty. You will not find me changing and becoming and having more yaqeen than I had before. See, this statement is showing that that yaqeen is different. That iman is different. Where we see Ahlul Bayt at, and but now, I don't want to go into that, but just want to tell you, so that you know, that iman, Ibrahim had iman, but he wanted what? Itmanan. So, he asked Allah, I want to see how you create. Allah said, alright, let's do this. He said, alright, go ahead and get some birds. He got some birds together. He said, now, slaughter them. He slaughtered them. Smash them up. He smashed them up. He smashed up the bird, made them mincemeat. And after making them mincemeat, he said, now mix them up. So now, he mixed those things up. He mixed the birds up. Now Allah said, alright, now divide them into parts, different parts. He divided them. Allah says, go and put each of these parts on top of each mountain that's around you. If you have been to Mecca, right, you will see that you're in a valley and there are mountains all around. He says that go and put a part of this mixture on top of every mountain that's around you. He went and put these birds on top of the mountain. Understand this, how Allah is explaining this. Now Allah says that after you put them on top, now you come in the middle. And who are you? You are the messenger of Allah. Now He says, now, you invite them. Give them a call. And so, He did give them a call. Allah says that when you are going to call them, they are going to come to you running. They're going to come to you flying. And He called them, and they came to Him flying. So now we see, these are who? These are birds. These are animals. And we see that the animals, what is their way? That whenever a messenger of Allah calls them, they come to them.
Yes.
Understand this. This is something that they have in their way of life. That whenever these animals, that when a messenger of Allah is going to invite them, Allah is saying they will come to you running. So animals have this marifat in them, that whenever a messenger of Allah calls them, they come to them. So now tell me, what is the marifat of those animals as opposed to the animals of people who claim to be Muslims? That we see Rasulullah is calling them and they are running away from him. Understand this? They are running away from him. This is showing where the ma'rifat of animals is and where is the ma'rifat of people. Understand this? How is this? This is what is showing, my brother. Allah is telling this to us so that we understand where is our ma'rifat. And obviously, don't get too happy. I'm going to emphasize this point now. You see, when we see Allah has criticized people for not listening to the Prophet when he calls them, he has condemned those people and said that the Prophet is calling you and you don't listen to them. I mean, when he calls you, you don't listen to them. Even animals have more understanding than you. Even animals have more understanding than you. So now when Rasulullah calls and you don't listen, so Allah is going to criticize you. Now imagine those people that when Allah calls them, they don't listen to them. See, when Allah is calling you, obviously when we hear about this, you know, we always, like for example, are happy to know that, oh, those Muslims ran away, you know, when Rasulullah is calling them. But Allah is saying every day, Hayya ala salat. That's Allah calling you. When Allah is calling you, don't know how many people are coming. You know, when you hear Hayya ala salat, you mean go far away so no one can see you. If they see you, you feel obligated to come inside. Imagine that. Allah is calling you and you're running away. So now where is your position? And we laugh at those people who didn't listen to the Prophet. Imagine this. This is my brothers. This is having ma'rifat. This is having understanding. Understanding means that you understand what's going on, who is calling. And we see and we know that the invitation of Rasulullah is the same as Allah's. He is His messenger. If He calls, it's Allah who's calling. And if Allah is calling you and He's saying Hayya ala salat. And what is Hayya ala salat? He explains that. He said, Hayya ala salat is Hayya ala khayr al amal. See, understand why Hayya ala khayr al amal? This Hayya ala khayr al amal is a whole ideology in itself. It's a whole ideology in itself. What does it mean? It says that you come to the best of actions, the best of deeds. The best of deeds. So in other words, we are saying that prayer is the best of deeds. Prayer is not something that you do when you have nothing else to do. Meaning if you're not doing anything, just hanging out. So you say, why don't you pray? You're just hanging out. You're just hanging out, why don't you pray? I mean, if you are like sleeping, why are you sleeping? Pray. At least it's better than sleeping. And that's why those people who say, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm, prayer is better than sleeping. Of course it's better than sleeping. But you ask the same people, is it better than a business or job? And the same people, is it better than business? No, that's a different story. It's better than sleeping. But now you have them, is it better than that? No. That is not the way we say things. We say, Hayya ala khayr al amal. That prayer is the best thing. Prayer is what you do when you are doing everything else, you leave everything else to pray. Not when you have nothing else to do, then you come and pray. This ideology that we have shows the lack of recognition in our own self. That when we regard prayer as something that is so useless, that when we are done with everything else, inshallah, then we will pray, if we have time. And if we are not too tired. But we see that if this is the situation, understand this, then what is our ma'rifat? How much do we know then? How much do we understand of Allah? How much do you regard Allah? Allah is calling you and we are saying yes, inshallah. See, now when we look at those examples of people who ran away, of those examples of those people who ran away from the battlefield, at least they have an excuse that their life is in danger. What is endangering us? I mean, just imagine this, just for a, you know, just that we don't want to be stuck, or we don't want to get into this, or we don't want to have that 10 minutes wasted, or that peace that we have, a comfort of our own home, we see how hard it is to come. So now, if this is the situation, we have no right to laugh at those people who are running away from the battlefield.
Yeah.
Now, at least those people, they have an excuse that their life was in danger, they ran away. Here our life is not in danger, nothing is in danger, and we still are running away. This shows what kind of ma'rifat we have. Those birds are teaching us that when a messenger of Allah calls them, they come running towards them. This Allah is showing what ma'rifat animals have. So if we want to be better than animals, then we have to be much better than that. That we have to wait for the Prophet to call us. We should be there with the Prophet so that he does not have to call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we want to be human being, human beings are higher than animals. So what does that mean? It means you don't wait for the Prophet to call you. You don't even leave his side so he doesn't have to call you. The only reason he has to call you is if he leave his side. If you don't leave his side, then he doesn't have to call you. This is what a human being is. And this is what we must understand, that if we want to be a mu'min, this is our way. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So inshallah, one other incident. There are many incidents that we can go into, but one other incident I'll mention. And inshallah, from here, you know, you can also go and read the Quran. When you read the Quran and you see these examples where Allah mentions animals, you can look at it from this light. What ma'rifat do they have as opposed to what we should have? One other incident I can give you is in the time of Sulaiman. Sulaiman. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So when we see... Hello?
Yes.
So we see that Sulaiman, when we see his example, and when we know his example, we see that in his time, there was this one incident when he was sitting in the court. As he sat in the court, he was looking at everyone and he saw that someone is not there. Someone is absent. He knew his court well. And he said, "Where is Hudhud?" Mm-hmm. It's the name of a bird. "Where is Hudhud?" he said. And everyone said, "We don't know. No one knows." So, okay, no one knows where Hudhud is. So then he said, "And he's not here. He's absent." They said, "Yes, he's absent. We don't see him." Now he got upset.
Salam.
Now he got upset and said, wait till Hudhud comes back. Wait till he comes back and then we'll see. Right? And he obviously said some things after that. He said, you know, you better have a good excuse. Right? When he comes back, you know, how dare he be absent from my court, you know? Because here we are in the court. He means absent for no reason. He better have a good excuse when he comes back. So, now when Hudhud comes back, what excuse did he give him? See, understand this. Because a lot of things we read and we never pay attention. Hudhud comes back and he says, where were you? Hudhud says, you know what? I went to this land and this was a strange land. This was a strange land. That's why I was late. What was strange about it? Imagine this. What was strange about it? He said, a woman is ruling there. See that? A woman is ruling there. And this to him was so strange that he was late. And he came there and he said, listen, a woman is ruling there. He told that to the Prophet of Allah. And that was an excuse that was valid enough not to gain any
punishment,
criticism from the Prophet. So he gave that excuse that a woman is ruling there and the men are under them, under her. So obviously, what he's saying is that he has never seen men who were so stupid and then he never saw a woman who was so smart. And what was this? This was the kingdom of Saba. Yes. Now the kingdom of Saba is that kingdom. And now when he mentions this, right, when he mentions this, Hudhud, he was shocked to see that. Now we see that the Nabi of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, is also shocked to hear that. He's also shocked to hear that this is happening. But what does he know? That a time will come nowadays that when the every house will be the kingdom of Saba. See, understand this. What did Hudhud know? What a time will come that in every house and every home will be the kingdom of Saba. He was shocked at this one kingdom where the woman is ruling. What? How did he understand that now every home will be ruled by a woman? See, understand this. That ma'rifah that they have now has become, for example, an average thing, a normal thing. And this is not to say anything against women. This is to say something against men. See, understand this. The men have become so weak. The men have become so weak that obviously when you have a weak leader, no one is going to allow a weak leader to rule. See, when you have a weak leader, no one allows a weak leader because they know if you let him go on, he's going to destroy the kingdom. He's going to destroy the kingdom. That's why you see weakness is not in them. Weakness is in men. And that's what Hudhud is shocked at that time. And this ma'rifah, this understanding, Allah wants to give us. Allah wants to give us that understanding so we understand something from it. So that we know something from it. And this is where we see Who are we learning this from? Animals. So now if animals have this understanding and know that this is wrong, know that this shouldn't be the case, then you understand where are we that we are trying to, that we claim to be mu'min and we are trying to do what that kingdom was doing. This, my brothers and sisters, is where we have to look into and understand ma'rifat. Where is that recognition of Allah? This recognition that we learned from animals, we have to be, we insan have been made as ashraful makhlukat, the best of creation. And in order for us to achieve that status, then we need to submit to what Allah's laws are, what Allah's deen is. If we don't submit to that, then we will always be humiliated in front of animals. Let alone other human beings, in front of animals we are humiliated. Allah has shown that in the history of the Quran. And there are many other examples that you can read. But these are some things that we can learn so that we understand that recognition of Allah and understanding Allah is something that is a responsibility on mankind, on us who have aql. We have aql, we should understand these issues and we should be able to put those issues in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path, to give us the wisdom to understand His guidance, to hasten the reappearance of our Imam, to make us His helper when He comes. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.